Simon Lamed Ches. Just one ha'ara from last time. We spoke at the end of Simon Lamed Zayin about a katan. That a katan, can wear tefillin when he's in a day of lishmar. And our minag is only to limit the katan to a month or 3 months to get him ready, but not to really let him wear tefillin earlier. I saw a ha'ara from Shlomo Zalman. There's a shayla if you do a mitzvah for the first time. She says Shechianu. First time we wear tefillin. It's not a mitzvah that's bal misvan lizman. It's not, mitzvahs that come, Pesach, Imatzah, so you say Shechianu, meaning Lulav, whatever, the shofar, it's bal misvan lizman. This is a mitzvah that you chayav all the time. It's just the first time you're doing it. So there's a shayla. We pass, you don't say Shechianu, but there is a safik about this issue. So Rosh Hashanah had a minhag, had an idea. He said that he would give his kids a tefillin on loan. For when they became, a month before the bar mitzvah. And then, when they became bar mitzvah, you give them as a gift. And then they say, Shechianu, on a gift, you receive a gift. Tefillin are a very valuable gift. It's a tefillin, it can go for, $2,000. So, the kid will say the bracha on receiving the gift, and have in mind, also, the first time he's doing the mitzvah, the people say, that's interesting, it won't help if your son's bar mitzvah is during the 9 days or 3 weeks, because we are meaning not to say Shechianu. My son's bar mitzvah was in the 9 days, so it didn't work. You had a question? Yeah, that's also an option.
Yeah, but also not
the Seder. And moving on to Simulam Ches, so the Mechaber speaks about who's chayiv in tefillin, who's potter. Chola me'ayim potter mitfillin, a person who has intestinal issues. He's letting out gas, he has to go to the bathroom, so that's not mechubit for tefillin, and therefore he's potter. V'afilu ein lo tzar aval shar chole im itztar v'chol yo indaitu mishevas olof potter im lav chayev. So the chole that we have even doesn't cause him any pain or angst, he's still a potter. And Shurvura points out, you can't be machmir, because we have a concept of kedushas tefillin, we have to protect the sanctity of the tefillin, and therefore you're not allowed to wear tefillin. The Ramah adds on, as I read, that if you're Tarud, you're Mitztayer, Becholyo, so then you have a Hesech Adas, and you're also Pater. The Shmuel points out here, though, you could be Machmir. You can try to get a grip and, try to, concentrate on your tefillin. And that's generally what we do. We don't have so much Kavanah anyway. But when it comes to objective things, like Cholei Me'ayim, so then you're Taka Pater. Derek Agam, the Shmuel points out here that if you're not wearing a shirt, so you're not allowed to daven Shmona Asrei, you're also not allowed to wear tefillin. You can take Bracha Rishona, and you shouldn't wear tefillin. It's a higher level of kavod that's required. You should make sure you're wearing a shirt. I guess it's relevant for a person who's ill. He should try to cover himself up before he puts on his tefillin. Okay. Beis Misha Bari Lo Sheino Yachol Yispal B'la Facha. A person knows he'll have to let out gas. Mutav she hours on tefillah, mimashi yispal b'la gutznaki. So it's better that he doesn't daven Shmona Asrei, because halacha is for Shmona Asrei and for tefillin you can't let out gas. If it's just Kriya Shema, so you can say a pasuk, let out the gas, wait a second till the reich is kala, and then you can continue. But for tefillin you shouldn't wear. Tefillin shouldn't daven Shmona Asrei if you don't have a gufnaki. If you think that you can, withstand a few minutes, so put on tefillin right before Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema. If you think you can last after Shmona Asrei, so last after Shmona Asrei. You don't have to be sure, but if you think, you're a Mashiach based on your experience, then you're allowed to risk it. Seder. Sometimes if people undergo certain surgeries, they put in a catheter. A catheter, you have urine coming out of you. Not pleasant. But the halacha is, it's a thought monea wearing tefillin. You can wear tefillin. It's covered. It's not smelly. doesn't affect you. So it's a useful halacha. The Seder. Nazi Avani Ptur Mitfillin Mivneshu Mitzvah's essay. Shezvan Grama. So tefillin is a mitzvah as a Shezvan Grama. You're chayiv only in the weekdays, on Shabbos, maybe not at night. And therefore, your pater, women are pater. Says the Rama, Nashim Rotzin L'Achmer, Mochin V'Yodim. So generally speaking, we assume that women are allowed and even encourage Ashkenazi women even say bracha on other mitzvos. They take a lulav, they say bracha. They don't chayv in lulav, but they take a lulav, say bracha. When it comes to tefillin, so we tell them not to. This is a debate in the Rishonim. The Rishonim is that hold women can put on tefillin, but it's been accepted for many hundreds of years that women don't put on tefillin, and especially now where like the reform and the conservative movement has like brought this issue up. You know, it's funny because in those movements, like if you wear tefillin, like you're really frum. It's like, you know, the non-frum girls don't wear tefillin. If you frum, you put on tefillin. But halacha, we assume it's better not to wear tefillin. Mochin v'yadon, we tell them not to. Your question?
We hold by this Ramah, like we should be really mochin v'yadon.
I mean, you practice to be mochin v'yadon, but if a woman, a couple years in school, that there were some girls from a conservative background, and their minhag was to wear tefillin. Minhag, that's what their, you know, that their teachers or their families did. And when they came to the Orthodox day school, so they wanted to continue doing it. So the principal, you know, found you know a shuvas or ashpar or whatever that said it's okay, and he wanted to let them do it. The Rama says mochav yodon. So I think the pashas would be that we tell them that you know in our school we follow normative Orthodox practice and we don't wear tefillin. It's true that technically it's a kiyum mitzvah. But the idea that the Kedushas Tefillin is so great and we're so concerned with Kufnaki means that even men or Chayev only limit their exposure to Tefillin for, you know, 45 minutes a day. So we our practice is to protect the Kedushas Tefillin so much that anybody's not Chayev doesn't do it. Likewise with the Katan, there's the Mechinuch. We don't Mechanuch the Katan. We tell them, wait until a month before your mitzvah. You need a month to get used to it. If you don't know how to do it, you're not going to be able to, you know, it takes time. Sometimes it takes more than a month for a kid to get comfortable with Tefillin. But we tell women who ask, you know, I don't know if we have to machriz reish, you know, take out an ad in the paper. But if a woman asks, tell them that we don't wear tefillin. Okay, meaning not we, but they shouldn't wear tefillin. So say, Dalit. I mean, yeah, tefillin tzarich lizar mihir tayves isha. A person's wearing tefillin has to be careful that he has a guf naki, not only physically naki, but also spiritually naki. That he shouldn't be thinking about tayves isha. Now, this is not only about a bia asura. Even if he, let's say, he is married and he loves his wife, so there's a mitzvah ona. But that's a mitzvah that you don't do with your tefillin on, and it's not something you should be thinking about with your tefillin on. Having tefillin, that's again part of the reason we limit our exposure to of tefillin to shas tefillah. Hopefully, then we can concentrate. I remember I was in high school, so they had like a halacha yomis. So they put it on like the board. So somebody put up this halacha yomis, and the maskana was, if you watched a movie that had, you know, any inappropriate scenes, you shouldn't put on tefillin the next day. That was the maskana. So I was a little surprised with that. You know, again, I don't think, I'm not a fan of watching inappropriate movies, so I just think, I don't know if that's necessarily a prison. Can not see any movies and if your thoughts, and vice versa. I don't know if it's necessarily hand in hand, but I guess the point that they were trying to make is you shouldn't watch movies, and they kind of, you know, tried to bring it out with this halacha that you know you're not going to be able to put on tefillin if you watch a movie. That's,
yeah, the Mishabur says even if you were to the Komako, you should try to
miskaver. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, it's a vatal mitzvah. It's not a simple thing. Right, so you can wear the tefillin for less time, just for Kriya Shema, Rambam writes that when you wear tefillin, you become a different person. So it affects your personality. That was the Rambam we spoke about, right? Exactly. Okay, very good. Weiter. The Rambam writes on, "V'iniyav shabalol hirhorim mutav shalol anicham." This is the Rambam. The Seder. Aval b'yom rishon afel b'yom rishon also like tefillin. A person who is an avelos lo aleinu is a part different tefillin on the first day. Now, when a person's relative dies, the first situation, the first category is the one of aninus. Aninus, you don't do any mitzvahs, you also don't put on tefillin. Aninus is essay. But even after aninus, once the body is buried, so the Yom Rishon, the Navi refers to Pe'er Chachavu Shalecha, and tefillin is referred to as Pe'er, and therefore the first day, you know, the Navi was not supposed to, but everybody else takes off their Pe'er, takes off their tefillin on the first day. Now, there's a big debate. If the Vi is the same day as the Mitzvah, a person dies at night, is buried the next morning, so it's Pasha, you know where it's filled. That's Pasha. Often, certainly in Chutzlaretz, but even sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, it takes a day. A person, let's say, dies, you know, I don't know, 3 PM, and the bread the next day, right? So, or even the bread at night, it's a halakhically a different day. So, the following morning, do you put on tefillin? It's Yom HaKfura, not Yom HaMisa. So, the Mishmura paskens that even then you're pater, but this is a debate in the late Rishonim, and there are those who assume that you should put on, so many have the practice to put on without a bracha. It's Yom HaMisa, but not Yom Ha. Yom HaKfura rather, but not Yom HaMisa, thank you. Yom HaKfura, not Yom HaMisa, there are different customs in this regard, but again, we're not only Hilchos Aveilos now, but just the Mechaber brings on this din, you should be aware that Mikami Elach certainly Chayev, the first day, it's a question of what the first day is. If it's the first day, Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfura, then certainly you're Pater. If it's just Yom HaKfura, there's a Machlokas about that issue. Even if new people came to Menachem, you still have to pray as well. Tisha B'av chayiv tefillin, and Tisha B'av, there's a chayiv tefillin. Our practice, I think it's a universal practice, to wear, I think Sephardim also have, in the morning they wear tefillin, right? They only wear tefillin by mincha. So your chayiv, we just do it later in the day. In the morning we act a little bit like onanim, we don't fulfill all mitzvahs in the morning. Meaning not all, some mitzvahs, meaning like tefillin. We daven, of course, but we don't put on tefillin in the morning. A person who has to eat on Tisha B'av, so there's a general halacha that you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. So like you're not supposed to eat breakfast before you put on tefillin. But that's mitzvah until the afternoon, so a person has to eat on Tisha B'av, who eats, and they put on tefillin later, that's okay. Yeah.
It's interesting that minhag is not brought down anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah even.
I mean, it's brought down later in the sixth volume of
Hilchos
Tishah B'Av. Here it just says your chayiv is, but it doesn't say when you put it on. Your chayiv, Mishnah Berurah says the lachamir Tishah B'Av kushayi meivelus. It's not worse than other times it is meivelus. Okay, Zayin Chasan v'Shushpinav Peish Reyav, the friends of the Chasan. Our potter. So once upon a time, and maybe even today, there's unfortunately a lot of shikrus and kalus rosh at weddings. So the mechaber is speaking about pottering the chasen and his friends. Lemaisa, we don't apply this p'tur anymore. You shouldn't be drunk, you know, at 8 in the morning when you daven Shacharis, you know. You used to be a ritzman all day. If you were a ritzman all day, you know, you'd go to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and people are drinking at the bar, so then I hear more. But
Otherwise,
you'd be putter from Tzvah on the Purim. Exactly. We're not putter on Purim either. You work till in the morning, and then the rest of the day, you know, there are other bits of
Zikla Chai. It's late for Purim. The
Sholeh Zalman brings down that it's mduyak here that if you have shikrus, you're putter from tefillin. But that shikrus of eino yochal dar b'fei hamelech. If you drink a little bit, you're still chayv, and you can still wear tefillin if you have a shot, you know, of whiskey. If you he thinks that that would be like a not really shikrus, you know, wouldn't be shikrus is like really a higher level, not just if you drink a little bit. Anyway. The Mechaber continues in Sif Ches Kospi Tefillin Mitzuzos Heim Tagarem Tagar Terem. The people of Sofrim and the Sochrim who sell the Tefillin. Kol Oskim Lecha Shemayim Pturim Yehanachas Tefillin Kol Yom Zuas Peshas Kriyash from Tefillin. So even though there's a mitzvah for Tefillin all day, they're Ozeg Mitzvah, so they only wear it during Kriyash from Tefillin. That's anyway all we wear today. But this idea of Ozeg Mitzvah for Mitzvah is a principle. That can be applied elsewhere. If you're, you know, it's a principle that's true in Kol Zar Kula. Osek Mitzvah, Padre Mitzvah. The Ramak Adir is saying, "How you tzrichim maasos malachtem shas kriyash ma v'tfila as p'turim kriyash ma v'tfila to lo kol osek Mitzvah, Padre Mitzvah." The im tzarich the truach achar acheres, aval im yochol asos shteyin ka achas bo tarach yasos shteyin. It's only you're only a p'tur if you can't do both. If you can easily do both, then you should do both. But this has far-reaching. You know, ramifications, that if you're involved in doing one mitzvah, you're fundamentally doing other mitzvahs occasionally. He has to shift, it's from 6 to 12 at night. So he doesn't have to daven Maariv, because he's busy, you know, with his patients. He's going to miss Chatzos, and he'll have to daven Chatzos. Okay, he's going to miss Chatzos, meaning, you know, let's say there's an emergency, and he's working 12 hours, he's potter from the mitzvahs, because he's doing other mitzvahs. So this does happen, and... It's a principle halacha, a mitzvah, a patur and a mitzvah. The Mishmar here has an interesting discussion, like, why are you selling? Are you selling just to make money, or are you selling L'Shei Shemayim? Do you have to be doing L'Shei Shemayim to be Osir Mitzvah? Or even if you're doing it, the doctor might be doing it to make a living. He's not doing L'Shei Mitzvah. But still, it could be that either Kavana is Larviach. It's only, the Mishmar sounds like it's not. It would, only your Pater for your Kavana is for the Mitzvah. There's a discussion about this issue. Yep.
Would that be also Yev Sharasos at the Echirim? If there are other Seferim in the town, like, you're just doing it, meaning you're just doing it just to get your Parnasa, and if someone needs to tell them, they could go to someone else.
It's an interesting question. I mean,
is Yev Sharasos at the Echirim?
I'm not sure. I mean, in the end, you're being Osik Mitzvah. So just, it's true he could go to somebody else, but he's the one who you came to. He came to you to get to buy the tefillin. So, you know, you didn't daven. You have a friend, neighbor who's also a sofer. You ain't davened. The Maestro, they asked you. So once you're involved in doing this, I think the story still applies. But it's an interesting question. I'm not sure. Anyway, before you apply this, you have to, you know, I guess, think about the various questions that you're raising. It's not so simple. Fine. Tess mitzayir misha einu daitim yishavaslof nechona pater mifneisha also l'seich daitim. Man, a person who is in extreme anguish, or you know, is just frazzled for whatever reason, can't have kavana, and never is pater from the mitzvah. As you might have guessed,
I was wondering this: well, how does this work with avelos? Meaning, like somebody who's an avelos mitzvah is having this issue now?
I'm saying avelos and shar yom, avelos shar yom rechayev.
Yeah, so maybe.
So the Gemara, I think in Sukkah, asked that kasha, and daf lamed chet and chaf hay maybe. Let me just check 1 second. Sukkah chaf hay. Yeah, but I think the Gemara actually has that kasha. Where is the sugya? Chafav. Tzivinos of the Yam. The Gemara says, I don't see it right now, but I'll try to find it. Anyway, the Maisa, as you can imagine, we don't usually apply this svar of its tire. We usually. So the Ashkenazim. Yeah,
Sukkah.
Okay. Yeah, so this is quoted here. Right.
And the
other. Right. I think we might raise that issue point. So for Ashkenazim, if you can miskaver, certainly it's better miskaver. We don't just apply this tour, we don't so much kavana anyway. For Sfarim, it sounds like you really are potter. And then if you're potter, if you put on tefillin, you probably should say bracha. Because I'm not sure. Okay, yud. Hakar v'Torah potter mei nachas tefillin kol yom zulas kshas kriyash from tefillah. Person is learning Torah all day. It's Torah sumnaso. So then your potter, at the point of tefillin is the mantia teres from aficha. And here you're learning Torah all day, so you don't have to wear tefillin. It's funny, because the people who wear tefillin all day are the people who learn Torah. Right? In the Beis Medrash, there's some people who wear tefillin all day in certain Beis Medrash. But really, if you're learning Torah all day, then you're a taka pater. You don't need it. Anyway, we don't really apply this tour, because for Kriya Shema and tefillah, we're not holding, like, you know, etc. So we wear, everybody wears tefillin for Kriya Shema and tefillah, and most of us don't wear tefillin, and those who do. But I don't know if anybody says, "Oh, I'm learning all day, I'm not going to wear tefillin." Many people don't wear tefillin all day is because they're kosher from Knaf Kaki. They think that Minhag Yisrael is not to wear tefillin, and the people who do think that, you know, the halacha is ochre that minhag, etc. As we discussed previously. Okay. Taking off your tefillin seems to be sometimes a frikas ol, or sometimes the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Yerovam, took off his tefillin in front of the king. So Rishonim learned that you shouldn't take off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe. It's not really no there, because we don't have a Rebbe Muvak, and most of us learn from Sfarim. That's a Rebbe Muvak. And B, you know, we don't wear tefillin except for Shas Kriya Shema, Shas Tefillah. So
what's the design? That your head's going to be uncovered? Like, do you have to take off the yarmulke?
Shemegala Rosh at the front.
Shemegala Rosh, okay. Megala Rosh. Yeah. Which person is it's right? Yeah, even for Rabbi. Should we find a little side? Okay.
It's like Shemar
Alaka
Pifnei
Rabbi. Why is that?
That
interesting.
It's kind of taken off
now. Okay. I don't think it's so relevant. A little nice. Yud Beis also isn't relevant, but Hayyosah Tefillin and Mezuzah Ve'en Yad and Masegas. Baruch Hashem, we're very wealthy today, so we can afford both Tefillin and Mezuzah. Once upon a time, people were mamish poor. So you have to choose. Should I buy Tefillin? Should I buy Mezuzah? So the halacha is, according to the Chaver, Tefillin Kodrin. Tefillin is a chavas aguf, Mezuzah is a chavas abayis, so Tefillin is Kodrin. Now, the post can point out that today it's different, because today, we are Tefillin for an hour a day, so just borrow Tefillin for somebody. Mezuzah, if you don't have a mezuzah in your house, so the 24/7, you're in violation of the mezuzah.
Like you're always being kind of
right, it's a constant violation, and tefillin you don't constantly wear anyway. Even if you have tefillin, you only wear it for an hour. Right. So just borrow tefillin. But like I said, Baruch Hashem, it's not so relevant. Menudo mitzara asur naniach tefillin. The Mechaber Paskins, the Shai of the Girsis is correct. So the Mechaber Paskins, the first is menudo, you shouldn't wear tefillin. This is a Gemara, comes from a Gemara by Katnaf Sezvav. It's a teiku. But many of Rishonim say you are chayiv. And they think that maybe it's Tosofer in the Mechaber. Again, it doesn't happen too much, but the Chor, we would assume that the menudo would put on tefillin. Yeah, I mean, we don't have so many charamim today. maybe put on without a bracha, if it's a real chayrim. Okay. The Mishmur points out a Valkyrie is chayiv in tefillin. Even if a Valkyrie generally tries to go to mikveh, like they do in the Chassidish Welt, but if you didn't have a mikveh, you should still put on tefillin. We don't pater you from tefillin because you didn't go to mikveh, even if you always are not going to tefillin, etc. Okay, some of these halachas were relevant, others were less. Let's move on to Siman Lamed Tes. Tefillin shekosvan eved isha o katan afilu hegiya lechinuch. Tefillin have been written by a person zubag shira, a male who's chayiv in mitzvahs, and therefore a woman or a katan is potter, whose potter is not able to write tefillin. A kusi, certainly a goy or a mumla, even a Jew who's oved over the zara or most of anasim sulim yishuv dechsiv kshayt v'chsavtem kol she'ena b'chshira ena b'ma'amin ba ena b'chsivah. So you have to be chayiv the mitzvahs and you have to be fundamentally committed to doing the mitzvahs. So if a person doesn't put on tefillin because they're lazy, they're technically kosher. Again, it's not the biggest, most mahudur, you know, thing to get a sofer who doesn't put on tefillin. But if he just is lazy, he's chav. He's a kofer. So then, which was about like art students who would write tefillin today. There's Baruch Hashem, Akshar Dara. We have, you know, hashkachas, and it's always good to make sure that the sofer is certified. And often you don't meet the sofer; you meet the socher. But the socher has to, you know, tell you that the sofer is certified. Sofer is a person, a middleman, who kind of, you know, deals with it. The Sofer don't, you know, generally have business heads, usually, so they just write, and this guy takes a percentage, he takes a cut, and he presents the, you know, the Sofer to the Kona. Usually it's actually better for the Kona, because then he doesn't just go to one Sofer, the Sofer can get him like five different, you know, types of Ksav, and he can choose what he likes, you know, etc. But you have to make sure that the person is knowledgeable and certified to make sure that there are no issues. Many of the halachas you can't see afterwards. I mean, if the person did shluk asidron, you can't tell. If did chluk tochos, you can't tell. Certain things you can see, but the ksav could look beautiful and still be puzzled. It's not a stira. Beseder. Beis. Kol shapasul lekosvan, pasul lekol tikun shasiyazer. So if you're puzzled to make, to write the tefillin, you also can't do things to machshir the tefillin. In terms of the osios. Okay. Yeah.
So that means if my tefillin, like let's say they're not in the back, but somehow get undone.
Yeah.
So I would not be able to give it to my mother to retie and make the knot.
I think that, I'm not sure if the knot It's a question. It's not.
You call it ois?
Yeah, it's an ois. It is an ois. I think we're probably not. Oh. I think.
She somehow knew how to do it.
Yeah, I think.
Be possible, right?
I think so. Yeah, 100%. Ger shechazul das machmas yirav. A ger converted, and then he was afraid of the goyim, so he kind of converted back. Not halachically, but he reverted back in terms of his practice. He doesn't, you know, keep mitzvahs. Kasha lechtuv tilan, because he fundamentally believes, he's just afraid. So he's not a mumer lahachis, he's a mumer l'teavon. And therefore, he's chayav. Tefillin shekasu avikores yisarfu, v'yeisham yigonzu. Tefillin is written by an avikores. Now, to be an avikores, it's a madrega. You have to really, you know, reject, you know, the fundamentals of the faith. Somebody told me a story that, you know, and after the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, passed away, so many of the Hasidim kind of had a hard time believing that he died. Until today, there are people who, different madrigas, but they think he's alive, they think, you know, whatever. So somebody told me that the story was really gung-ho, so he took pictures on the picture. So this Yid collapsed on Shabbos, so somebody asked the certain rabbi, are you allowed to, you know, call the ambulance to save him? Of course, he's a Jewish fellow. He said, look at the picture. He says, no. He says, mamish. You know, you don't say that this cup of water is mamish water. You know, it's water. The minute you say mamish, so then you know, he knows it's not really mamish. mamish. That's the Rashi Tevye. So I don't know exactly. I don't want to get involved. There are many, many wonderful things. Mamish, an amazing movement and amazing people. And there are some people who say things that seem very extreme. I have a hard time believing that they believe what they're saying. You know, I like to believe they don't believe what they're saying. I don't really understand it, but it's a very, I think it's a small minority. People who think he's Mashiach, okay, there are actually a lot of people like that. I heard from my rebbein, that's not heretical, meaning it's wrong. But if you believe that Kashbach was Machai Mesim and is Machai the Rebbe, he'll be Mashiach, so we don't think that's a true reality, but it's not heretical to say that. If you think that you daven to the Rebbe, and that's already, you know, if the Rebbe is in around Kodesh, you're davening to him, that's already very problematic. Well, give me a shishi, I don't think it's a problem. A lot of Hasidus do that. Meaning,
how does that work, though?
I don't know how it works, but I'm saying I don't think it's clear. It's better than giving Hagba.
Right. What did you ask?
Some places they give the Rebbe shishi. But doesn't
the Rambam
say that Mashiach has to be someone who's alive?
There's a day in Chazal that Mashiach is from the Mesir. There's also a day in Chazal that is a Mashiach. So there's a day where it's the Hedrin. Where's the end of the Hedrin? There's one day that says it won't be Mashiach. We don't assume that way. We assume we have to do one of our fundamentals of our faith. But if you believe that Gosh Baruch Hu will Mechaye, Dr. Berger thinks that since the Christians believe that, you know, Yeshu died and was Mashiach, so it became a Christian belief. And in all the debates in the Middle Ages, which he's an expert in, the Jews never, you know, entertained that possibility. So he thinks that, therefore, by definition, it's considered heretical. But I heard from Lichtenstein and from other people that it's not a heretical belief, it's just a mistaken belief. So I think the amount of Hasidim of Chabad who believe in Rebbe's Mashiach is probably quite significant, yeah. I mean, it depends where you are. In Tzfat, they're very into it. Like they're different types of. Right, they're Mashiachistim, they're not Mashiachistim. But even the non Mashiachistim, I think many of them believe that. But the problem is that there are a small minority, a vocal minority of people who say that he never died. Again, he never died sounds crazy. That doesn't sound like it's Kfira. Meaning, their Chassidim don't go to the Kfira. They don't die. Okay, I don't know if it doesn't sound. But if you start davening to him, that's already problematic.
So anyway,
it's hard for me. Certainly, like I said, yeah. Many people go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim and, you know, have the Kavana, you know, you're supposed to have Kavana davening to Kosh Baruch Hu and the Schus to the Tzaddik, but the people talk to the Tzaddik, and that's, you know, the post can try to justify that, you know, I don't know if they daven to the Tzaddik. Look, is there. They're very complicated issues, and it's hard to, the nuances, exactly what people believe. You know, I think if you would push somebody, you know, press them, and like, do you actually, and they'd probably say no, that might be enough. Meaning, like, you might say, yeah, it might be whatever, but, you know, if you question them and they realize that that's a problematic belief, So then might that be, it's like Roy Labila type of thing. I don't know. Anyway, these are complicated issues. Lamaitza, like I said, Chabad is a wonderful movement. They want to do wonderful things. And, okay, I think we've said enough. But, Tefillin, Shekosvam, Afikoras, Yisarfu. So if a person denies the fundamentals of the faith, so that you burn the Tefillin, Veshom, Yiganzu. Okay, Venim Subiyad, Afikoras, Yaduam, Yikosvam, Yiganzu. Again, it's pretty rare that this happens. You know, usually if a person has tefillin, he probably yarshin them from his grandfather. You know what I'm saying? It's not that we have a chashi wrote them. So it's pretty clear that you don't have to, you know, get rid of them. You don't have to burn them. Just like the next sif, in Nimsu we had any Yehudi, if a goy has tefillin, any adura mikasum ksherim, because we assume the goy probably got them from somebody. You know, maybe he stole them, whatever, he found them. Yeah, found the Chav Schutz, I guess.
That was the one of Rambam, so you like, be careful where you put them when you go to bed.
Right, that's the sugi there. But, okay, Zayin. Ein lochin tefillin mezuzos, svarim and akutim, yotot be'demeyen, if they're trying to ransom them, so we're afraid if we start spending a lot of money to ransom the svarim, and tefillin mezuzos, so it's going to encourage them to steal more. So we try to buy them, but not, we don't try to buy them for too much more than their actual value. In order that we don't encourage them to steal things and to ransom.
You know the story? This is a very story. Guy in the city.
Pardon?
He sees a guy selling tefillin.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to pay a lot. The guy was charging a lot of money. He actually stole them, so he's like, let me try them on. Puts on the shoulder, he says, where's the other hand one? And the guy says, I don't have it. He says, well, then these are worth nothing. So he got it for really cheap.
That's hilarious. Okay. You have to wear today to have people with hashkachas. That's the best thing. L'chora, it's also a hiddur to buy from somebody who pays taxes. A lot of the stam industry is under the table, and it's true the chiyuv to pay taxes on the mocher, but you're basically misayeh by buying from somebody who doesn't pay taxes. You're helping him steal from the government, which is aser. So it's better to buy from a place that'll give you a receipt. And there are places like that. Okay, Tess. Lokach mishayna mumche tzarech levodkan. Lokach mivenu mekzitzos bodek behem shlosh kzitzos, shtayim shal rosh vachashal yad, shtayim shal yad vachashal rosh, vimutzan ksherim, huksak ve'ish vahari kulum ksherim. So if you have a seller who's selling a lot, you can check some, you can spot check. I don't think we do this. I think today we try to check everything. You know, like I said, usually there are two dots and things are under hashkacha. If you have like clusters, you have to buy from each, check from each one. The representative sample has to be from each one because it's not one sofer, it's many soferim who wrote many pairs of tefillin. If the tefillin come from somebody who you know, they came from somebody who already, you know, was careful, so you can assume that they're fine. Okay. Your tefillin shehusaku b'ksheres em tzvichim b'dika la'olam. Very important halacha. Chayav passing that if the tefillin are kosher, you don't have to check them. If you don't wear them often, so you have to check them twice in 7 years, like mezuzos. If you don't have a sofer to open them and close them, so you shouldn't check them because you want to keep on wearing them. I mentioned in the past that some sofrim claim that if the tefillin are, you know, mehudar, you know they're mehudar, you shouldn't check them at all because the you check them, it can, you know, it's a certain amount of wear and tear on the bayis and on the klaf. The tefillin might not be exactly square after, you know, if you have to drill holes and make the holes a little bigger, and the tefillin might not be perfectly square. I recently saw a sefer, an English sefer, inside of Stam or something, so that sofer rejects this. He says that no, you certainly should check your tefillin. It's very important to check your tefillin because even if they were kosher at the time, there's a certain amount of pressure, the batim, or pressure on the parshios and in the corners, and it could be it'll be mochet shav, a clear recommendation. He says, so I don't know, again, it's a little hard for me to kriya. Mezuzah is the halacha is presented in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch twice in 7 years, every 3.5 years. Yeah, there too, I think Rosh Hashanah had a chiddush that that's when the mezuzah cases weren't, you know, plastic today, and the walls didn't have insulation today, and the indoor mezuzah is like a mezuzah here on this door. Nothing's happening to it. There's no leakage. It's actually here there's a leakage. But not on the metal doorpost. I mean, so if you have a normal apartment and you don't have any leaks, so then, you know, you don't have to check it. If it's outdoor mezuzah and there's rain and there's sun and there's this and that, then you should check it, you know, certainly every 3.5 years. Some folks particularly recommended checking it every year. You know, again, our mezuzah cases are pretty good. So they sell special outdoor mezuzah cases that the hole's only at the bottom, meaning this mezuzah case, it's like take the whole thing off and put it back on, right? So theoretically, water can seep in from any side. But they sell mezuzah cases for outdoor mezuzahs where it's like one piece of plastic, top to bottom. The bottom is like a screw, and that's where you put, you know, the mezuzah through. So those types of mezuzah cases, it's very hard for water to get in, you know, when it's at the bottom and it's insulated, whatever. So anyway, it's hard to be from the Akhriya. I get different takes. One sofer told me, don't check your tefillin, it's not worth it. And other sofer seem to be saying that, no, you should check your tefillin occasionally. Certainly if something happened to the tefillin, they fell into the river, or even if they were in a hot car for hours, then it probably is a good idea to check them, because they could have a type of support. Okay. The Seder. Let's move on. Simen. Also, litlos tefillin bein bebatim hibritzuos. Also, litlos and bekisa. You shouldn't like hang tefillin on a nail. You're hanging on a nail. It's like a bezayin for the tefillin. If they're in a kiss, so you can hang the kiss on a nail. There's actually an interesting question, like when you put tefillin on, you lift them up by the ritzuos, right? And you put it on your head. So there's some poskim who say it's wrong. You should hold the katzitz in your hand and you put it on. Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter.
Some people really, like, they hold it, like, for a while, like that, hanging it.
Yeah, so hanging it like that is not so mechubur. If you're doing it as you're putting it on, so then Mishnah Berurah is mekel. There are other poskim who are machmir on that. But I think the minhag is to be mekel. It's really for Ashkenazim, for Mishnah Berurah, generally. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out here is that they fall fast. When I say they fall, no cover on it, just tefillin themselves. Today it's very hard for people to fast. People, you know, if they fast, they're not going to be able to concentrate. If you don't have to learn, if you work, you don't have to work properly. So many people just give tzedakah. They give it the value of, you know, what they would have eaten that day. You know, two meals, three meals, whatever.
Not that
for Sefer Torah? Right, for Sefer Torah also there's a similar type of thing. Right, Sefer Torah, even if it fell with a covering, the minhag is to fast. I think by Sefer Torah people do fast generally.
Do they tell what do they say to anyone who sees the Sefer Torah fall?
Right, that's also a question.
Would that also buy a tefillin?
If you see somebody drop tefillin, I don't think.
Watch someone drop tefillin straight onto the floor.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is that the same thing as if I saw someone drop a Sefer Torah on the floor?
I'm not sure. I don't think that's the same halacha. I don't think it's the same halacha. I mean, oh, I brought down here that it's good to give tzedakah. If you see somebody drop tefillin, it's good to give tzedakah. Okay, it's always good to give tzedakah. It's hard to argue with that. I don't know. Most of us don't fast anyway, so is it good to give tzedakah? It's always good to give tzedakah. Okay. People are not that the ritzuos shouldn't touch the floor even when they're wrapping their tefillin, because it's also beside the tefillin. Okay, fine. Beis. Bais sheyesh bo tefillin aser l'shamash bo mitaso. Ad sheyotziyam inichim b'kliv toch kliv v'hu she'ein ha'sheini miyuchad lehem she'imhu miyuchad afilu me'ach ha'shum ki'achad. This is very nogea for people who are traveling. You go to a hotel or you go to somewhere for Shabbos, so you have your tefillin with you. So can you be intimate, kind of in the midst of onah, if your tefillin are in the room? At home, usually your tefillin are in a different room. It's not good to store your tefillin in your bedroom. But if you don't have another room, so can you leave your tefillin there? So the halacha is, you need the tefillin to be in a kis betoch kis, a double covering. But the Mechaber says that a klim yuchad is kashu bechad. So most of our tefillin are probably in three or four kisses. You have the tefillin case, and you have the talus case, you have the plastic, but all that counts as one. So if you put that into a plastic bag, then it's a klim betoch kli. Put that into a knapsack, it's a klim kli. Even if you don't have a knapsack, you put like something on top of it, you put a sheet on top of it, on a table, that's a klim betoch kli. Then it's mut. Ve'im shneihem einam yuchadim lehem, osha pnimi einam yuchad lehem, vachitzen yuchad, mut. So as long as one is not miyuchad, so then it's also right. You want to take your tefillin to the bathroom. You're going somewhere for Shabbos, so your tefillin in your knapsack. That's fine. You can go into the bathroom in the Tachana Merkazit because the tefillin are in the airport wherever you are, because the tefillin are in a bag. If you're carrying your tefillin just like that, so then you shouldn't go into the bathroom like that. You should first put them in your bag. Should be a kli b'toch kli in order. If you don't have a bag, theoretically, you can put your tefillin in your talus. Because your talus is not a covering, a normal covering. And you can put your tefillin in your talus, and they're in the bag, and that would be a double covering, and that would be okay as well.
That's what Rebbe just said. Rebbe just said that if you're after the bathroom, you have like your tefillin not in any bathroom or anything, you just put it in a knapsack, you would be able to go because that's like a different unit.
Your tefillin bag.
That would be one plate, no?
Yeah. But I mean, if you have your tefillin bag.
Yeah, again. Okay, sorry.
And you put your tefillin bag into your knapsack, and then you're good.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. Okay. This issue also speaks about Svarim also. Svarim are printed. It's a big shaila. Is this safer? It's a printed safer. Is that Kedusha or only a safer with a cloth? And secondly, is this cover, this binding, is this called a covering? So, if we assume that the printed Svarim have Kedusha, so you also need a double covering for Svarim. So if you put this safer in two bags, it's certainly going to the bathroom. Put in one bag, so it could be that this binding is called a cover, so we can make it. So not many people are make it like that. With one bag, a safer in one bag is enough, because it's the cover. And this is the same issue with Tashi Shemitah, that if you have, you know, some people have bedrooms in their house, other people have Sfarim rooms, because every kid has a bar mitzvah, he has lots of Sfarim. So you go home, and you're married, and you have Sfarim in your room. So some Sfarim you brought, the ones you don't use, you didn't bring to your bar mitzvah. So what do you do with those Sfarim? So is there an Isser of Tashmish? So if you cover the Sfarim, so with one covering, so then Mechara, you know, with a sheet or something, so then there's this covering of the book, and there's also the cover of the... If you cover with two, it's even better. Okay. So there is a machlokas about the status of printed Sfarim. Some poskim are mekel, but it's better to be machmer. Okay. Right, for a sefer, the emes is even one covering might be enough. You could take this into the bathroom, this book, the sefer, because it's one covering. It could be like tefillin, we say you need a kli b'toch kli. Sorry, it's a sefer because it's printed. So maybe you can probably take a. It's better to cover it in a plastic bag. It's better to have two plastic bags if you have a seder.
Does your pocket count as a kli?
Your pocket also counts as a kli. So if you have a small little, you know, Mr. Brewer or something in your pocket, and you have it in a plastic bag, it's a double covering. If you don't have a plastic bag, it's also fine because it's the binding.
So I'm about to say you just have a small, like.
Right, so the cover of the safer is one, and the pocket is another. Yeah. Like I said, some people will be machmer to put it in a plastic bag to have a.
But if you don't have a plastic bag,
it's bigger than your. It's mutter. Yeah.
It's like the classic min chamar thing that you put in your wallet. And
yeah, exactly. A min chamar in your wallet is a wallet is one covering, the pocket is the second covering.
How do you know that? Then I'm saying like, if you're holding it and then put it in the pocket, it's the cover of the actual.
Right, 100%. 100%. 100%. Okay. Let's continue here. You shouldn't put the tefillin under your feet. It's bizarre. Even if they're in a knapsack, you shouldn't sleep with them under your feet. It's like if you're going camping or something. So you shouldn't leave your tefillin under your pillow, under your feet. Keneged rosho. Afilu klib zokli. Afilu eni shtima. If al shelo keneged rosho, eni shtima mutter, yishtima tzarech klib zokli. So the question of proper kavush for tefillin is you don't leave them under your bed, under your mattress, under your pillow. V'ishto ima v'mita eino rotzu l'shamesh mikri eini ishto ima. If your wife is there, but you're not planning on becoming mitzvahs onas, then it's okay. And there's some achronim who argue and say, no, maybe you should be choshesh, you might end up being mekayem mitzvahs onas, so you shouldn't leave your tefillin in your bedroom out of concern that maybe you'll mishamesh your mita. So it's probably better not to leave your tefillin in your bedroom. Leave them outside your bedroom, generally speaking. Okay.
When we say tachas, aminagosov, so like if you stay on an airplane, as you have them, even tachas of kli, and you want to put them like under your seat.
Yes, yeah, so Mishmur talks about in some shuls, they have like, the people put their tefillin under the seat, like, of the wood, like those type of, I don't know what they're called exactly. So there are some poskim who are machmir for that. They think that it's a problem. The Mishmur says if it's attached to the ground, it's like mechuv lekarka. It's not a bezayin anymore. It's like a binyan. It's like a shelf in a binyan. I think it felt like a binyan. I think. Do you have to put your tefillin in the overhead compartments, or can you put your tefillin under the seat, or it's really somebody else's seat, the person's in front of you usually, right? That's what the
Under your feet.
Yeah, under your feet.
On the floor.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Should you be
concerned
for that?
I mean, I actually put my passports and my tefillin with me because I don't want to keep them close to me. Put them overhead compartments. You never know where they're going to end up. Maybe I'm just nervous, but
so you keep them on the floor.
I didn't think about this. It's a good hire. You're saying maybe ideally you shouldn't put your tefillin on the floor under your feet, or it's not really under your feet. It's under the seat.
Your feet are on the footrest on the front of you.
And they're under your feet.
The knapsack is like under.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't strike me as a bazillion. I don't know. Maybe I'm. You're not sleeping on them. You're
sleeping on the plane, and your feet are on top of yourself. It's because it's usually what happens. I usually put my feet up.
It's a good hara. I have to think about it. You're saying that maybe it's better to put it on top. I hear the hara. You might be right. Why not?
I remember I was on a plane once and some person didn't even leave food under the seat. What? Because he was mahir for
The Ruach Ra. So he was putting food under, right. Okay, so I hear the time. I'm not sure. It's a good hire you're making. Dalit. Hey. Nanicha mita keneged sida dina kitakas margolosav. Okay. Vav shachach v'shimish mitosav v'tfilin yochas lo batim v'tuas ashishitol yodav v'shnei shidayim v'skaniyos hein v'shem v'nagu v'yimachum v'tinovas. It's not relevant. We don't wear tefillin all day. It's very uncommon in person to be shachach v'shimish mitosav v'tfilin. Zayin yashen v'hem v'roa keri l'yochas v'batim l'yachas v'rtu o'meisir osam. Okay. Ches nichnas l'suyas kev v'cholzen v'nichan al shulchan. So, strictly speaking, you're allowed to eat with tefillin. But if you have a suras keva, so you shouldn't wear tefillin out of concern that you're going to, get a little drunk. So if you want to have a snack, at kebetel, let's say, then you can do that with tefillin. It's not so relevant today because we don't wear tefillin all day, so we generally don't eat. I guess.
Coffee
and water. Yeah, coffee and water. So it's mutter. Coffee and water will be mutter. That's achilas arai.
In case somebody tried to
turn on
before diving, try to learn a little bit, then he
realized
he doesn't have enough
kalach
or something, so he wants to
run
the
rye,
so
make
sure they
don't. Mishmur actually says that maybe if you wear, this whole halacha is only if you wear tefillin all day. It's a few tests. But if you don't wear tefillin all day, maybe you shouldn't wear, you shouldn't eat a filah chilas arai. So, but I think people do, you know, sometimes after Shabbat there's a tikkun, right? So people wear tefillin for halacha seder or something, and they'll eat something. I don't know, it's probably better not to eat all with your tefillin, but based on this Rishabura, but
should you care about not to drink?
No, I think that people drink. People drink, you know. I mean, it's hard to be machria. Just 1 second. What is the... Here, the Dirshu quotes 31. The Chasanish said that even in our times, you're allowed to yachil chasarai.
The Ashev
is machmer? The Ashev is machmer. So, okay, there are different opinions. Okay, so let's call it a day.